Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Moody Ladies Podcast. This week we're going to talk all things Coachella, which happens to be one of my personal favorite topics. So stay tuned in with us here today to hear opinions on everything from headliners, to celebrities, to fashion and brands. I'm your host, Haley Musson, and with me today I have Sochi, our music expert.
Hey guys, happy to be here.
Gabrielle, our fashion specialist.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to talk with y'all.
And our brand and marketing expert, Amanda.
Hi everyone.
Thank you all for being here with me today. How's everyone doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited to be here. I feel like I have a lot to say.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It was a really good Coachella, so there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like what you said earlier, Coachella is basically the it event, and like
everyone's favorite.
Yeah, and I feel like this year we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited to have y'all here with me today. So I think we should go ahead and turn to Sochi to hear about the 2019 Coachella headliners.
Yeah, so like Coachella never fails to impress with its lineup. I think it's like arguably one of the biggest music festivals that we have here. Our headliners also were huge. We had Childish Gambino, we had Tame Impala, Ariana Grande. We had huge names come out, so I think it was really fun to see. Also, everybody had a really exciting set. There was not one boring moment on Coachella. Like, I know I personally love Tame Impala. They brought out ASAP Rocky. We saw DJ Snake, who brought out Ozuna and Cardi B and Selena Gomez. We had a lot of like different features. Kid Cudi brought out Kanye West for Kid See Ghost. It was pretty interesting. Do y'all have any of your favorite artists in mind?
Yeah, my favorite artist, like you said, was Tame Impala. I thought bringing out ASAP Rocky was genius. Like, I loved their whole take on LSD, and I just feel like they fit the whole festival vibe, and I'm just really excited to see more from them in the future.
Yeah, I thought Billie Eilish did really good. She's only 17 years old, and for her to go out to such a huge festival like that, I thought was pretty awesome, pretty groundbreaking for them to have such a young person there. But yeah, I thought that was exciting.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone that young perform at Coachella before. My personal favorite, I've always been a Childish Gambino fan. I mean, it's hard to pick a favorite with this amazing lineup, but I have seen him perform live before, and he's such a good performer. Like, he just owns the stage. Like, his dancing is insane. It's just so different every time he goes out there. Like, it's so entertaining.
Yeah, definitely. He put a spin on, like, a lot of his older songs to kind of match his newer sound. And he looked like he was having a good time dancing without a shirt on. It was pretty interesting to watch. Like, he really knows how to own the crowd. And I think, I mean, so does Kid Cudi. Like, when he brought out Kanye West, that was insane. Like, I don't think anybody was expecting that to happen because, I mean, Kanye doesn't really do music festivals anymore, so you can just tell that the crowd went, like, crazy when he came out.
Yeah, I actually heard that Kanye was supposed to headline Coachella, but he was kind of being a little, like, drama king, and he wanted, like, his stage to be a certain way.
Oh, Coachella really?
Was, like, surprise there.
No. Yeah. But, like, he had his, like, whole Sunday service.
Yeah.
And, like, I heard a lot of people went to that, so, I mean, I guess he technically got his performance.
Yeah, no, definitely. He had a Sunday service, and he brought out DMX and Chance the Rapper, and they did Ultralight Beam. Like, there was a lot of people, and I know that there were like celebrities there too in the crowd. Like, I think Kendall Jenner went. It seemed really fun. I think that it was only an exclusive amount of people that were allowed into Sunday service because it was like such a big deal, but it seemed really, really cool. Also, Ariana Grande had NSYNC.
Wow. And
yeah,
oh my gosh, 90s girls everywhere.
Yeah, they did. They were singing with her "Break Up With Your Girlfriend" because I'm bored. That was like so cool to watch.
I missed that.
Yeah, they also did "Tearing Up My Heart," so that was interesting to watch. And then Justin Bieber came out. And he performed Sorry with her, and he was, like, saying that it's the first time he's been on stage in 2 years. So it was, like, a big deal, and then he announced his album right before he left, and, like, I'm sure that was, like, a sight to see, like...
Yeah, I know on Twitter a lot of people were talking about that, because he hadn't really been doing much for such a long time, so that was really fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. Also, like, Zedd brought out Alessia Cara, and he did a Queen tribute, which is, like, really cool to watch, especially with, like, all the lights and stuff. I think, like, the whole EDM like sets are probably like some of the funnest ones because you get to see like all of their light shows and stuff, and everything is like every single song is different. I mean, it looked really fun.
Yeah. So it's no surprise that with those performers, nearly 250,000 people come to Coachella every year, including a number of A-list celebrities. Mm-hmm. You know, Cindy Crawford, Winnie Harlow, Cardi B, Travis Scott, and Kylie and Kendall Jenner, and even Jordan Woods. And I don't know about them all, but I love keeping up with the latest drama. And apparently, the three of them had a run-in at an event, and it apparently was very awkward. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
about
that.
Lots of tension, apparently, but I guess they all just left. They don't know. I don't think they talked. They just kind of hugged each other, and it was awkward for everyone. But, yeah. It's crazy to think about where that friendship has gone. I mean, I'm curious to see if they reunite in the future, but I always love seeing these celebrities, but mostly I love to hear about what they're wearing. So I'm very curious to see what Gabrielle has to say about this year's fashion trends. Like, what did we see out there?
Yeah, so I don't know about y'all, but whenever I think of Coachella fashion, I think of Western, desert, and bohemian, like, style. Mm-hmm. And over the last few years, I feel like it's changed due to all of the influencers that go to Coachella, and I feel like it's more about, like, you know, street fashion meets, like, super glam chic. I feel like everyone just wants to be seen there, and they take all of their pictures, and it's, like, more about that and not about the music itself. But, like, what do you guys think about, like, the whole, I guess, the vibe of the fashion?
No, yeah, definitely. I was, like, looking at some of the outfits that, like, celebrities wore, and I was just thinking, like, do these people actually watch the music? Because I've been to a music festival, and I don't want to wear half of the things that they're wearing. Like, it's hot. You're sticky. Like, there's so many people. Like, I saw, like, Kendall Jenner was wearing, like, heels, and I'm like, there's no way that you're going to stand in the crowd and watch these.
She's also wearing white gloves, and, I mean, it was just a very odd look.
Yeah, obviously. Like, Hailey Bieber was, like, wearing, like, a jean jacket, and I'm like, that is so hot. Like, I mean, maybe they're celebrities, and they get, like, backstage access, but there's no
way
that, like...
They probably just put it on for a picture, and then maybe they take it off.
Yeah, I want to know, like, the little details of it all, because...
And they're in the desert. Like, yeah. The desert's scorching hot at that time. They must have been dying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, the only, like, reason, like, I think somebody should wear, like, heels and sparkly outfits and stuff is that, like, if they're actually performing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Like...
How do you even walk through the grass and, like, my heels? Like, they're probably, like, poking holes.
Yeah.
No,
Like you said, like, James Charles, like, or he's an influencer, like, his outfit does not look like I could wear that the whole day. Like...
No, yeah, exactly. And I guess I want to kind of, like, hit some points on, like, what I saw that was, like, basically in it. So, basically, the main fashion trends were crochet. I saw a lot of floral, lace. A lot of people were wearing cowboy boots, and I don't know if that has to deal with some of the country vibes with Kacey Musgraves. We obviously saw cowboy hats, and tie-dye is a thing, guys. Like, I think tie-dye is, like, coming back.
It's coming back.
Kylie Jenner wore a tie-dye tux for, like, one of the days, and I was like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Like,
wow.
She didn't have to go off that hard. But I actually want to go around and share our favorite and least favorite outfits, so I guess I'll go first. My favorite outfit was Kacey Musgraves.
Oh,
I believe.
Loved it.
I loved her.
Yeah,
outfit.
She for weekend one, she wore a orange Western fringe mid-dress, and honestly, I think that just embodied what Western desert fashion is.
And even just her album, the whole Golden Hour era and Golden Hour idea, like, she definitely matched that aesthetic.
No, yeah, exactly. And my least favorite, I know I'm gonna get some hate, but I really did not like Bad Bunny's outfit.
Oh.
He wore this whole, like, very, like, neon, like,
Louis Vuitton
suit.
No, I did not like that either. I thought it looked cheap, and, you know, it's Louis Vuitton. Like, how do you make that look cheap?
No, yeah, and I also just felt like he was just wearing it to prove that he can wear Louis Vuitton and he can, like, afford it, and I'm just like, I don't know, like, I just expected more because he is so influential, so that's why I was a little sad. But what about you guys?
I mean, if you know, like, Bad Bunny, like, he's always so extra. Like, he's not gonna, this was gonna happen. He was not gonna show up in, like, a t-shirt and shorts. Like, he is over the top. He is very extra. So I think it definitely, like just because
very
I
him.
Personally, yeah, it's very him. Like, just because I personally don't like it doesn't mean that, like, I expected anything less from him. Like, his set was huge, like, over the top with all these, like, different designs and stuff. It's just, that's who he is. But, I mean, I agree. I think it was a little much, but it's Bad Bunny. So, I mean, it's what we expect. But Personally, like, my favorite, how we were talking about Jordan Woods, like, I think her outfit, like, she wore, like, this green, like, long sleeve, like, outfit. And it looked so, like, actually music festival-y. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, maybe she could, like, is backstage and she's, like, doesn't have to worry about being comfortable or not. Like, she had, like, her jeans going on. She had, like, a see-through, like, I don't know how to explain the top. It was just really cool. I really liked it. And, I mean, Kacey Musgraves killed it. I agree with you completely. She just looked great on the stage.
I really like Billie Eilish's outfit. I feel like it very much matched her aesthetic. She's always wearing those, like, crazy brands and crazy colors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, just Kacey Musgraves, she is off the top. I loved all the country influences as well. I think country culture is definitely coming back into the mainstream with Old Town Road and, like, Kacey Musgraves just blowing up. So it was really cool to see all of those, you know, Western influences and country things.
Yeah, so my favorite, I mean, Jasmine Tokes could look pretty in a trash bag, but she's paired with Revolve, and she wore this really just classic look. It was just a pale pink dress that was very flattering fit and had flowers, and she wore hiker boots. I mean, she looked like she was going to a festival, which I feel like some people do not. Like, they're not in the most, like, versatile outfits to be outside all day, so I think she looked really cute. And least favorite, I mean, I gotta give it to Kendall Jenner. I mean, she took that risk, and it just, I don't think it paid off. The gloves were a little weird, the shoes, it was all just a bit much, but yeah. Sorry, Kendall. So I think we should talk about the brands after discussing the fashion. What did you see there, Amanda?
Yeah, so there was a lot of really cool brand activations that they had there at Coachella this year. One of the most clever things that I thought was the Amazon lockers. So what Amazon did is they had these lockers up at Coachella in case you forgot, like, your sunscreen or you wanted an extra fan. So I thought that was really cool. I also thought the most glamorous one was the Marriott Bon Voyage glamping. And so what Marriott did is if you were a Marriott Bon Voyage member, you got to bid on a full experience glamping tent out in Coachella. So that was also a really cool thing. Did you all see anything that you thought was cool?
On Instagram, I saw that Kaya Gerber, she's a supermodel, and she works for YSL, and YSL had a gas station, like, beauty pop-up store in, like, the middle of the desert, and I just thought that was so cool to be like, oh yeah, like, just pit stop and grab some lipstick, concealer, like, whatever you need to get a festival ready. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, and they're also promoting a new line of lipsticks, so it was very much like, you know, first time you see it, first experience with the lipstick, so that was really cool.
Yeah, it was definitely very talked about. I saw so many pictures of that. It was such a cool idea. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap things up. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Next week, we'll be discussing the Governor's Ball coming up on May 31st. Do y'all know anything about that?
Yeah, actually, I mean, again, big name for music festival. I mean, we're going to have Tyler, the Creator, Lil Wayne, Brockhampton, Kacey Musgraves again. She's the queen of music festivals this year. We love her. The Strokes, Florence and the Machine, Major Lazer. It's going to be very exciting, and I'm very excited to talk about it.
Yeah, and with it being in New York, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of big names out there, big celebrities, big brands. So it's going to be an exciting event.
Thank you so much for having us. I had a really fun time talking to you.
And thank you all for being here. And thank you to our audience for tuning in. As always, we'd love to hear your thoughts on all things Coachella. So go ahead and tweet us at the Moody Ladies, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.